the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
If you suffer from migraines or other orofacial pain like TMD, it's probably no surprise that poor sleep routines, stress, lack of exercise, and a sedentary desk job all increase your risk for these painful events. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today I have Dr. Paul Durham and Lauren Cornelison from the Center for Biomedical and Life Sciences at Missouri State University as my guests. They'll be discussing some of their latest research in the field of pain and how to reduce drug dependency in these debilitating disorders. Cornelison says that it truly is a vicious cycle.
A good example would be if you have a little bit of neck muscle tension, you might not sleep very well. And so then that causes you to feel worse the next day. If you sleep in a funny position to compensate, your neck's going to feel even worse the next day. You're going to sit funny at your desk, and that's going to increase the neck muscle tension. And so it just stays in that state.
Imitrex is a common solution for treating the symptoms of migraines. In the lab, Durham and Cornelison are testing preventative therapies as well as natural solutions to reducing the incidence of migraines.
But in reality, what's going to maybe eventually break that vicious cycle is really employing good sleep hygiene, because it's not just that people can't sleep and have insomnia, it's that people are staying up late working or entertaining themselves and having a strict, rigorous routine where you really go to bed, and that would be important. Implementing dietary changes, increasing the amount of time that you exercise every day, those are all small changes that in summation might be able to have a really big impact on your life.
So things like we've been looking at are things like cocoa, grapeseed extract, enriched bone broth. All of those we've shown to be very anti-inflammatory. And what we're learning is that actually what it's doing is it's helping to correct the relationship between the bacteria in your gut and your own cells. By actually decreasing inflammation in your gut, you actually then improve overall inflammation in your body. And so what we're trying to do with these dietary interventions is basically shift the balance to basically an anti-inflammatory state. And what we're finding is a lot of these nutraceuticals actually can act as drugs. And that's what we're really trying to do, is we're trying to break that vicious cycle, you know, trying to get people in a more natural, healthy state. And really what it comes down to is maintaining health rather than trying to fix it after something gets broken.
Another intervention they are testing is a vagus nerve stimulator.
What's really pretty novel about a stimulator that we've been testing is it's completely non-invasive. A lot of similar stimulators are available to be surgically implanted, but ours is transdermal. It transmits electrically through the skin to the vagus nerve, so it doesn't have the risk factors of essentially drug dependency that we're seeing in opioids, and it's non-invasive, and it could potentially be preventative if you know that you're going to have an extremely stressful day, if you know that you're going to encounter things that tend to trigger you to an orofacial pain state. It seems to work very well as a preventative for things like that.
We think it's probably working through the same axis that even like deep breathing is. Think about Lamaze classes. You know, it's all about the breathing and focusing, that we have this endogenous way to shut off pain pathways and to modulate that. The really kind of cool thing that we've seen with vagus nerve stimulation is that it blocks one of those major risk factors, which is the neck muscle tension. That puts you in a sensitized state that makes you more likely to have a pain condition. But then when you actually daily treat with vagus nerve stimulator, basically we don't see that.
Look around, and I'm sure you'll find someone on either side of the medical marijuana debate. But Durham and Cornelison have been running studies with one active part of the cannabis plant, cannabidiol, or CBD. It's not the same as THC, the active chemical in pot. CBD is non-intoxicating. It has none of the psychoactive components like THC, and has already been approved as a treatment for childhood epilepsy. They're hopeful that it would help orofacial pain sufferers as well.
We're looking at using these as combination therapy type of things. So if we can add the cannabidiols, the treatment paradigm, and then lower the dependency on the opiates, that would be really good. Medical marijuana is here to probably stay for a while. It's very beneficial in pain conditions, and especially like cancer patients, I find it very beneficial. Migraineurs, they benefit quite a bit from medical marijuana. But what we've shown is that actually you don't need that hallucinogenic component. So it's the CBDs, the cannabidiols, you know, are sufficient enough to block the pain pathways.
That was Dr. Paul Durham, Distinguished Professor of Biology at Missouri State University, and Lauren Cornelison, Senior Research Scientist at the Center for Biomedical and Life Sciences. And I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.